It's time for the KHNS Local News. I'm Jen Shelton. Today in the news, Haines' trail-building nonprofit, Haines Hudson Trails, hired a new director last month. Eric Boris spent nearly the last decade leading a nonprofit trail organization in Juneau. Boris has big plans to make Haines a travel destination for trail lovers of all abilities, including his cat.
It's a dream job.
That's Eric Boris, the new outdoor initiative coordinator for Haines Hudson Trails. Boris spent last week in Haines meeting with the board of directors and getting a lay of the land. He's working remotely from Juneau, where he's spent the last 15 years. But he told KHNS that he'll be moving to Haines in May.
I've been wanting to move to Haines for years, but I kind of wanted a full-time job. Like, I wanted something that would keep me here. I didn't want to just move here and be like, what work is there? So finding this, like something that is 100% in my wheelhouse that I've done before in a place that I've been meaning to move to and I love, it's perfect. It's great.
Boris spent the last 9 years working as the executive director of TrailMix. That's a Juneau-based nonprofit that is, much like Haines Hudson Trails, dedicated to maintaining and developing trails. In his Juneau role, Boris says he helped develop a lot of trails. He says that building trails in Southeast Alaska is as much about building relationships as it is about moving dirt. He says trails in Alaska often cross land owned by different entities. For example, a trail could start in city land, then go through Alaska Parks land, then travel through U.S. Forest Service land, then maybe end up back in borough land again. It takes a nonprofit trail crew, like one from Haines Huts or TrailMix, to be able to work on any section of that trail, no matter who owns the land.
The average trail user doesn't care. Like, you start on the trail and you end on the trail. And where the property line is that's not important at all to anyone who wants to go for a hike. But it is important for government agencies. They have to respect those boundaries. They can't, like, you can't pay your trail crew to go work on state parks land if you're the Forest Service. So that's why TrailMix was incorporated. And I hope to bring that to Haines because there's a lot of the same issues.
Boris says that in his first month as coordinator, he's already written 3 grants. He says that intensive fundraising and grant writing is a top priority. But when he arrives in Haines this May, his first order of business will be to learn the Haines trails firsthand. Boris loves trails. He's a hunter of both deer and mushrooms. He hikes every morning for a few hours, but says his daily hike isn't about distance. He can often be found sitting on a rock and whittling spoons. He hikes with his cat, and she won't let him miss a day. She wakes him up, meowing for her morning ritual.
Her name is Winter. Well, that's on her paperwork. She thinks her name is Princess Fuzzy Butt, because that's what I call her.
Boris says that the long-term goals for Haines Hudson Trails is to accommodate users at both ends of the trail use spectrum. Right now, there are 2 main goals. The first is to create more accessible trails that would accommodate all user types, from stroller runners to foragers to feline-loving whittlers. Boris says Haines is lacking in options for people who want to just go for an hour hike without hiking straight up and down a mountainside. He says he helped develop the first wheelchair-accessible trail in Juneau. The second goal is to create a hut system on the ridgelines above Haines. The huts will be public use cabins that will be connected by trails, built and maintained largely by Haines Huts and Trails.
People from outside of Alaska have a very good reason to come to Haines, be like, oh, there's this hut-to-hut system I can rent to, you know, this hut. And I can do a week-long adventure, but in a safe, safe-ish. It's still Alaska. I know where I'm going every night. I've got a place to, dry out, warm up, bear-proof, all that. So we're hoping to develop something like that to make it a destination for people to come to Haines.
Haines Huts and Trails is almost finished with the first hut in this system. The organization's flagship hut is located at 3,200 feet on the flanks of Mount Tuggahoe. It's called Tuggahut, and volunteers helped to build it last year. Boris says that the cabin still needs a few finishing touches and is expected to be open for reservations this summer. He still needs to create a reservation system on the Haines Hudson Trails website and members will be the first allowed to register. He says that Haines Hudson Trails will not be developing any new trails this summer, but will instead work on maintaining existing trails. Once the snow clears, Boris plans to host monthly workdays where volunteers will brush and clear existing trails. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Jen Shelton. You can find this story and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220, BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.